Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the default location. It has been a couple weeks since I've walked this default location that I have for probably years now. Returning to normalcy after a wonderful stay in the most precious place on the planet, the town I grew up in, my hometown, Youngstown, Ohio, staying with my daughter, hanging with my granddaughter, experiencing family, friends, and food. Now I'm back. Came back Saturday morning. Hell, I was back and unpacked by 9:20 a.m. Saturday morning. Flew out of Cleveland at 5:45 a.m. Factor in the 3-hour time change, and the numbers add up for you. Had a couple days off. Well, you could say almost 2 days. Yesterday was my birthday. Had a good day. I say all that, and I want to reemphasize the point that I was in Ohio for 2 weeks, and then had a day and a half off yesterday, indulged in eating and just let myself, you know, have it because it was my birthday. Wake up this morning, Mr. Scale tells me 197.8. I'm elated, but now as I think about it, I might want to recalc. When I get home, I'll recalculate the scale. Because that 197.8 is almost too good to be true. Now that I think about it. And I'm not sure if I recalculated the scale after traveling. Because to be, you know, after all I've been through, to put it so dramatically, and the allowances I've allowed myself to eat and to enjoy, and to indulge, to still come in 2 pounds under 200 is a win. Even though I'm a lot more harder on myself and I try to expect more. And it's like, well, I should be lower. It's always, I should be lower. No matter what the number is, I should be lower. That's the mentality I carry in my head. But that's probably a very good number. A very good number. So I'm excited about that. It's Monday. The weather said it's 60 degrees out here. It's not gonna, is it the highest it might get today? 65, 70. Yesterday was a nicer day. I think it got up to 75, something like that yesterday. But it's definitely gonna be a June gloomy Southern California day. I went to the beach yesterday, hung out. We'll talk about that later, if not now. Look at my lip. My lip is doing stuff. You see it? It's like healing. It's not a scab either. I don't know what it is. I wonder if it's keloiding or what. I don't know. But it's not a scab. And at least I can spit better now. I actually can make a stream of spit and actually spit something out directly with, I don't know if I can aim, but we'll find out. So something in the back of my throat. We may find out very shortly. Just hanging out yesterday, my birthday. In the previous video, I talked about how, you know, my birthday's coming up and I can do anything I want. You know, I basically could have done anything I wanted, wherever I wanted, whatever I wanted. You know, I was almost saying that for me at this point in my life, I need to dream bigger. Because I undid a bunch of the stuff that I wanted to do. And it's very easy to just do nothing. In fact, doing nothing sometimes feels as good as flying to Paris, which I've done. So I was trying to figure, you know, what do I want to do? What is it, you know, what can I plan to get myself excited? What can I plan, you know, to do this, do that? But as I think about it now, hell, you did 2 weeks of planning. You know, you just got off of Youngstown, staying in Youngstown. That's a lot of planning and strategy leading up to that. You know, it's work for it to go so smoothly. Rental cars and planning this and airfare, getting that straight, getting this straight, packing, blah, 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 making sure everything's okay and all that stuff. That takes a toll. I think I switched this back. Did I switch this back to 720 by 480? I don't know. Did I? If I didn't, this file is going to be huge. I should stop and check, even though I know I did. So, it's good to be back to normal. Seeing yesterday, I was like, yeah, what do you want to do? You know, what do you want to do for your birthday? You can do anything. So I woke up and decided, hey, here's what I'm going to do. Right when I woke up, I said, all right. You know, we know what today is going to be like. We don't really want to do much. We don't want to go out. We don't want to see nobody. But we're going to do something. So what I did was I woke up and threw on the clothes I'm wearing now, in fact. I said I'm going to ride down to Santa Monica. Sit on the rocks. And get the selfie, take a picture. And of course I had it set right. I'm Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, damn it. I don't leave too many things out of place. I'm just orderly like that. Of course I switched it back. But I was saying, I forgot what I was saying. Oh yeah, so I just wanted to ride down by the rocks, sit on PCH, and start the day off, you know, just by looking at the beach. And then I was done. Just come home, you know, no biggie. So I got down there, sat on the rocks for about a half hour, took a few pictures, took in the ocean, you know, kind of vibe the ocean. Just getting to that vibe that I get into when I'm down there. Just kind of clear my head, or not quite meditate, but, you know, just getting to that vibe, I guess is the way to put it, that vibration. Sit there for about probably a half hour or so, taking pictures. Then jumped in the car and said, all right, let me just go ahead and run my route that I got. I got this route that I run from PCH down through Santa Monica, through Venice Beach. I said, ah, let me just, you know, make the run, take a look at a few people. You know, get just to be out, you know, while I'm out. So I did. And I'm going down. And since I know my way around the place so thoroughly and kind of know all the tricks, I was like, all right, I'm going to go and see how much they want to park, just to see. Because if it was like $8, you know, I'd park there. I said, I'm going to go down there just to see how much they want to park right on Venice Beach. The main parking lot, right off of North Venice Boulevard. North Venice Boulevard runs right into it. They wanted $18. I was like, up, to the U-turn. And then went down and continued on the route. And of course, drive by empty parking space. It was Sunday morning. What, 10:30, 11 o'clock or whatever. It was empty space. So I said, oh, what the hell? You know, it's there. And every time I do that, you know, I'd ride. And if there's no spaces, I just go home. I'm cool with going home. But if there's space there, I go, damn. I got to stop. So I did. I stopped. You know, I had my gear with me. I took my gear, I even took my laptop and a camera, you know, some stuff. just in case I wanted to park somewhere and do some music or just, you know, just to be out. So I loaded all that up, grabbed my selfie stick, even had earphones, had my earbuds. You know, I was just ready. So I started walking. It was feeling good just to be out. It was feeling good to be out. And to cut to probably a point I could have made at the end, it's good to get out and see attractive people. It was good for me to get out and be around people. And I throw attractive in it. Because folks was looking good. You know, of course there's some over the top. You know, too much of this, too much of that. You know how. And it's to get out and to see fit, attractive, creative people. Either it's on the basketball court, or weightlifting, or the girls just walking around in their leggings, and, you know, the hair and the clothes they're wearing. You see families and kids, you know, from all over the world. And you can see who, you know, I like to say that family from Wisconsin is like super pale and overweight. And you see how big their eyes are, a little bit bigger. You know, they're kind of looking around. You know, just to experience all that. And of course, the young girls, you know, over the top, eyelashes, nails. I didn't see too much of that, though, lately. I didn't see too much of that. I don't remember seeing too much of that, but I did see, you know, girls who, they're young, and they're gaining their footing on how and what to look like when they go out. You know, it has to be a big deal for women, young girls. I think about granddaughter and my niece and all them. You know, when you know, it's probably a big deal to them. You know, how they look when they go out in public. You know, because the way people look at them, the way men are going to start looking at them, you know, how sexy they want to dress, how cool they want to dress, what their friends are going to think. You know, so when they step out, it's probably, you know, a little bit of self-pressure or, you know, it probably means something. So, you know, you see them and you just laugh. Some of them be like, oh my God. You know, they're just young. You know, that's all it is. Nothing good, bad about it. They're just young, and you can see how young they are. But in my case, I'm like, it's good to see you out here. It's like I was walking, and it was this guy who had an ailment or handicap, or like he had a stroke or something. So he was walking, you know, with not a limp. You can't even call it a limp. It was way beyond a limp. But I was like, you out here. You out here, dog. And then I looked, you know, and of course, he had on nicer shoes. He had on better clothes than I did. More modern, up-to-date, you know, color coordinated. You know, but he was out there probably moving about 1 mile an hour. But I was like, that's right, dog. Be out there. Just be out there. You know, you just see people, you know, just the styles and the creativity and to be around that energy. I was like, I need this. You know, I should do this more often because it inspired me. I wouldn't even say inspired me. It gave me energy or there's an excitement in it that I may or may not have appreciate and realize it. You know, you're just not going to Venice Beach to hang out and do whatever it was that I used to do when I was young, or, you know, go out there to see girls and go out there to do this and do that. Sometimes it's therapy almost, energy, just to be out around people. I'm starting to realize that I probably need to get out more. And not to be social, it may be to be social, but not even to talk to anybody, just to be around people. Because I got energy from that. I was like, yeah, you know. And then eventually, you know, I'm out in the crowd. I want to perform too. You know, so I'm free. I've done it so much. And one thing, I hope I remember this, about being older, is that my confidence is there. I've been there, done that, so to speak. I know who I am. I know what I want. I have a good sense of the way things are, I believe, because my philosophy and my sense of reality seems to work for me. So I'm just free. I'm just like comfortable, completely. I'm out there completely comfortable. Just whatever, wandering around, you know, doing this, doing that. You know, and I was talking yesterday, and I always say, I love being old. I love being old. I love being old. And the Dane said, yeah, because, you know, with age comes privilege. Like privilege of, and something from experience, but the word privilege hit me. Yeah, as you get older, there's certain privileges you have. Not just the not, because I always try to explain why I love being old so much. It's better. You know, I brag about being old. I love the person I am right now. And most of all, the things I just don't care about anymore. Things that just don't matter. And, you know, my understanding has been fine-tuned over all these years to fit what I want, to accommodate the desires and passions that I have. So she was like, yeah, she used the word privilege. I was like, that's probably what I was trying to say, you know, all these years for saying that. You know, so I'm out there completely free. You know, I'm not the couple from Midwestern, from the Midwest who, you know, walking around looking at all the crazy at Venice Beach. You know, the father's mother brought their kids out, you know, just to see. You know, we got to see Venice Beach, you come to California, Venice, California vacation. Giving them, you got to give it to them. You know, good looking out. Good getting out here, you know. You made it. We out here. It's all that counts, no matter what you look like, how you dress, this or that. Or you see somebody, another dude I remember, this, you could tell he was from another country. Just completely hip-hopped out. Had the flat hat, you know, like the flat baseball hat with the flat brim or whatever. The shirt, the shoes. It's completely United States hip-hopped out. Modern hip-hop, today's style of whatever hip-hop dress that is. So, you know, that was cool. It's just good to be out and see people. So I'm just wandering around. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm all relaxed, thinking about eating or not eating. And see, what I did was I just woke up, put on the same clothes that I wear every day when I walk. I did brush my teeth, though. Didn't, you know, no grooming, no face washing. Threw some stuff in the bag, and let's just go. Let's just get out there as early as possible. So I'm free, and I'm just walking around. And so I end up someplace. And the story, the way I'm going to tell it, is a guy on a bike with his kids or something, like one of those three-seater, like almost Chinese carriage bikes, you know, those bikes that people drive you around Manhattan in or whatever, and you sit in the back. Look like he had one of those. And the story I'm going to tell is right when I woke up, Paradise by Sade started playing. Because I remember ding, 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 ding. I remember starting off and I was like, oh. And that hit. Paradise by Sade hit because that's my song. Talk about paradise, you know, about your life and paradise. And Sade, the music is between me, was between me and my best friend ever. Andrea, who passed away a few years ago, me and her, she was the closest, tightest friend, person I've ever had in my life, ever. And I was thinking maybe even closer than my mother, which is, I mean, I don't think anything that's impossible, but that's probably physically and psychologically impossible, but you know, something like that. That's how close we were. We shared everything, talked about everything. Me and her have been through so much. We used to love Sade. She would come over, put on Sade. You know, we was friends. You know, we was friends. You can't even say with Ben. At first, it started off, we was like, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend kind of. But that evolved into something special that a lot of people didn't understand. And it just kept going. You know, she had her boyfriends there. You know, I was doing my thing. But we were still close, really close. And she would come over and listen to Sade. So that hit. That really hit on my birthday to hear that song. And that took me to a place. Then afterwards, Your Love Is King came on. I was like, and it was like it wasn't a black dude. It was like a white dude, almost, I think Hispanic-y, not Hispanic, but like a European white Spaniard kind of looking dude, you know? Wasn't a Mexican. And he wasn't white, but he definitely wasn't black. But it was cool, you know. I gave him a nod. I was like, yeah, that's a good way to start the day off. You know, so I started walking around. I said, all right, so let me get some steps. So I started walking. And then, you know, I'm paying attention, not paying attention. And all of a sudden I heard, ding, 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 so why? Oh my God. I heard that. And for it to come out of nowhere, from the beginning of the song, the way it hit, me on my birthday in Venice Beach, and the scent, how loud it was, the clarity of it, I lost it. I got my camera out. I lost it. That was my birthday celebration. And to hear that ding, 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 so why can't get around it. So, I mean, and the clarity and the sound, it takes me back to when I first heard the song. It's my fucking music. That's mine. To have that moment out there in Venice Beach, wherever I was, to have that song come on in my presence on my birthday, to say it meant a lot to me is a super understatement. It was more than that. It was way more than just meaning a lot to me. It touched me. It energized me. And as I thought about it, it was like an affirmation. I took it personally. I took it personally that the universe did that for me. That's how it hit. It hit that I took it personally that the universe was saying, happy birthday, Jeffrey. And that you're living your life right. The philosophy that you live, to choose to live by, the choices you make, even if they were 50 years ago, to pick this damn music and to carry it with you everywhere you go. Because I was like, and one of those things I was thinking, you know, what would you want to do on your birthday? What would you want to do? You know, it's always be, you know, I want to see part of the fucking Delhi on my birthday. That's the ultimate. Did that last year. Can I even do my face? See, I did that last year. Been there, done that. Blah, blah. And I'm thinking about it. For me to walk up on One Nation Under Groove, played like that, and they played the whole fucking song on Venice Beach at that time in that moment, was probably the best gift that I couldn't have thought of. There's no way I could have thought of something like that. There's no way I would have thought that that would have been or felt like the best gift that I ever could have thought of. That was playing. I can feel tears coming to my eyes from joy, just the celebration of it. I'm out there, I had my selfie stick out, my phone. I was just cutting up. Oh, I was just to be able to express and to release and to celebrate me, celebrate my birthday with the music that's been in my life for 50 years now. And just to have it come, have the universe give that to me. It took me to a place that I thought afterwards that it's no better gift. That's You can't orchestrate that. You can't plan that. That was like the best gift I could have got. I may be being a bit dramatic and overstating it, but it's like the best gift I could have gotten. That was it. After that was done, I kept walking. I was on a high after that for a good while. So I just kept walking, getting steps in. And I was thinking, that's it. I'm good. I'm good. That's all. I can go home and go to bed now. That's all I needed. That was all I needed to happen. And there's no way I could have predicted that or asked for that or even thought of that. To be able to act out, express myself, have a moment celebrating me and my birthday on Venice Beach in public to that goddamn music. Nothing. Nothing else. It's the simple things, y'all. And I also realized, though, okay, now somebody might say, wait a minute. So, you saying that on your birthday, all you wanted was to be out and hear a P-Funk song? And the answer is yes and no. The answer is yes, but no, because that's not all it really was. If I hadn't been to Paris, if I hadn't seen P-Funk in Paris, if I hadn't been to Egypt, Berlin, Great Wall of China, all that stuff around my life, hanging out with granddaughter, hanging out with family, my daughter, growing up, having the experiences with my family, my work, my job, my studio, my websites, I mean everything, all of that comes together. I had all of that behind me. So this instance isn't in isolation. It's more like the cherry on the top. Everything has been built. Maslow's hierarchy foundation is there as far as experience and fulfillment. I've been there, done that to the point that where I'm not wanting. Another part about that happened yesterday. I was saying that I need to dream bigger. I need to want more. I couldn't think of anything I wanted on my work. I could not think of anything else. I could not think of it. I couldn't even say anything else because I didn't even know I wanted that. I couldn't think of anything I wanted to do on my birthday. Nothing. Nothing was inspiring me. I was at the Grand Canyon one time on my birthday. See P-Funk on my birthday. New York City. I think I see P-Funk twice on my birthday. Front row, of course. I mean, you don't travel, just go here, go that. I've done it. So I'm sitting there like, what can I do? What could make this day special? And that happened. And now if I'm deluding myself, or even if I'm talking it up, or making more of it than it is, it doesn't matter because the feeling is real. That feeling was real and it's still real, and I still feel it. Regardless of what it actually was, or what it could have been, or blah, blah, blah. That feeling is real. It's still real. I still feel it. And it's tangible. The feeling is tangible. Regardless of what happened, if the reality of that is how it happened or what happened, whatever. That feeling is real. There was nothing. It's like it's nothing else I could have thought of. Been there, done that. Hearing One Nation Under Groove like that on Venice Beach was not in isolation. A lot went into that moment. A lot went into that celebration. Seeing the Book of Mormon on Broadway. P-Funk. I mean, just been to Super Bowls. All of that. My life is fulfilled. I'm fulfilled. The foundation of my experience is there. That means I'm good. You know, if I don't do nothing else, I ain't gonna say I'll be good with that, but I'll be, you know, I've got accomplishment. I've been there, done that. So that didn't have this something as quote unquote Simple as that happened. It just brought it all together. I just needed to have that moment. To have that moment, I guess. To bring it all together. Celebration of my life. You know, my 61 years on this planet. My accomplishments. Things I've done. Who I am. You know, family. Kids. Grandkids. You know, just my sister, niece, just cousins. I mean, my whole life. Even from going all the way back to 817 Hamilton Avenue in Fairhope, Pennsylvania, with my great grandmother, you know, growing up, hanging out there, just my father, his family, man and papa, just cousins, rich, just everything. All of it came together. All of it comes together. All of it is there in the background. So when that moment came, I was able to celebrate all that. Maybe that's the way I put it. When One Nation played, maybe it was that it provided me an opportunity to celebrate all of that. 61 years of my life. And I was able to celebrate it in that 6 minutes and 42 seconds, I believe it was, of the video. And I did. I danced in it. I expressed it. I celebrated. I didn't care who was looking. It didn't matter. It was just about me. You know, to be able to go there, to get that energy to go there to me. It's just, this is my moment. To have my moment. And the music that I picked over 50 years ago, that I love so much. Well, about 50 years ago. I don't know how old I was. Probably about 45 years ago or so. I don't know, maybe, huh? 76? Yeah, probably about 47 years ago. Whenever. I picked that music. Been riding that music ever since. And to be back, it had just left Youngstown, sitting on the porch at a house where I first heard Mothership Connection. I remember exactly where I was when I heard it. All of that. You know, all of that. Tickets. In fact, I got tickets to see them in November. The fact that I'll be flying back to Ohio to see them. It's peak funk. But, and it's, you know, music. And it's part of the funkadelic. But more so, it's what I made them in my life. It's the place that I allowed or I picked for them, for that to be in my life. The importance I place on it and the reward I get from it. So it don't matter what it was. It don't matter what group it don't matter what group it was. It didn't matter if it was a group. It could have been anything. It could be a rock, whatever. It could be a stick. To have placed, to have given that, whatever that was, an exalted position in my life. And a place of faith and a passion in it. So that I do come across it, or when I do have these experiences with it, the magnitude just can be overwhelming. I almost cried. I could have cried if I wanted to. I could have let them tears flow. Like Santana said, pain never makes me cry, but happiness does. And that was one of those moments. I was just, this is it. This is it. Jeffrey, you're doing it. Jeffrey, look where you're at. Look what you've accomplished. Look who you are. You're 61 years old. This is your birthday. And this is how the universe rewards you. I could tear up right now if I wanted to. But anyway, just wanted to get that out. I might edit it down to just that part as I walk my route, thinking about taking the day off. This is my performance review And the one thing that was funny about my review, an overwhelming amount of my days off were unscheduled. And they had it broke down in percentages. And she said, this is almost incredible. Because I don't take, you know, I haven't taken days or weeks off in, since I last traveled. Well, that was last year. Okay, so this year I didn't. You know, I usually take my days one at a time, two at a time. I wake up and I'm feeling it. And like today is, might be one of them days. It's my birthday. I can use that excuse. Go home and eat. Make a pizza. Eat. We'll see when I get there. Anyhow, so we're going to get a few times. For me, and for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, and will be. A totality of it all, a theory of universe, a hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.